You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So what we're going to be dealing with, if you look at the first page of the Marma Kamos, are the two left columns of the page. And the two left columns of the page deal with the history of how Rus came into the picture of the Jewish people, what took place, the marriage of her to, we'll see very shortly, to Machlon. And when I read the Pesukim with you, what I want to do is first go through the Pesukim very quickly in the first Perek, raise the problems, and then get to two different ways of dealing with the problems. But these two ways are radically different, and it changes the storyline tremendously, as you'll see tonight, with tremendous chidushim that are going to emanate from this pshat. So now with this column C, that's where we're beginning. So it says, Vehi b'mei shvet ha-shoftim, as we pointed out, the events that took place over here was in the Tekufas ha-shoftim, in Klai, so his historical period of time. This is before there was ever a concept of the Melech in Klai Yisrael. There was shoftim leading Klai Yisrael. Yerob Ares, there was a famine in Yisrael. Vayolch ish mi beis lechem Yehuda. The word ish means an odum chashev miyod, left lechem Yehuda, which was basically one of the major cities in Malchus Yehuda, Lagur b'stei Moav. He ran away from Eretz Yisrael to live in the fields of Moav, which were outside the perimeters of Eretz Yisrael. Hu v'ishto, he left, his wife left, v'shnei banav, and his two sons. Shema ish Elimelech, who happened to be an Adam Chashav Miyod, Chazal Senoli was the Talmud Chacham. He was one of the richest members of Klal Yisrael at that point in time. He was an incredible aristocrat. He had tremendous power. Hashem Ishto, and the name of his wife was Naomi. Hashem Shnei Banav, Machlon V'Kilion, that was their names. The Mara has a machlokes whether this is the real names that were given or names given later on based upon what ultimately happened to them as a result of their misbehavior. They were Ephrasim. Ephrasim was a very aristocratic mishpacha in Malchus Yehuda. Mibes Lechem Yehuda. Vayavos de Moav, Vayishab, which means they ran away because of the famine in Eretz Israel, and they decided to escape their responsibility. He could have, Chazal said, supported Klal Yisrael single-handedly for a long period of time based upon his resources. He ran away from that obligation and ran to Moab as a Sadais to literally escape all of that turmoil and to live a more peaceful life, not being bothered by people when it comes to giving the tzedakah he could have given to give Klal Yisrael financial help. The Torah records that he died. Some say the reason he died is because he ran away from his responsibility. He left the Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz Laretz. So a combination of those factors caused such a chilah Hashem that he died. The only ones who were left behind now were her, Naomi, and her two sons. Ish Naomi explains why he can't blame Naomi for leaving, because since she was his wife, she was Meshubedes Lo to go wherever he goes, so she was never held responsible for having forsaken Eretz Yisrael, where her husband, who was in control, was held culpable. Now, the Torah continues. Vayislam Noshim Ovis. This becomes now very difficult. As Pshut Noshim Ikra, the Pasuk says that both of these boys married women from Moav, which means both are married women who seem to be Goyites. Shema Achas Arpa, Vashema Shenis Rus. Vayesh Rusham Kesashanim, and they lived together, these couples, for 10 years with their Moabite wives. Then Vayimusa Gam Shnea Machlon V'Kilion, then these two boys died. Some of Farshim and the Gemara explained that this was because they married two Shiksas, and therefore this is their punishment, and that's why some say Machlon V'Kilion describes the names attributed to them based upon this Chil Hashem. A people of such stature, such mishpacha, such yichus, literally intermarrying with Moabite women. So therefore, basically, they were a machlon. The killing machlon means a sickness. A killing means destruction. So some say that was not their real name. Two different days in the Gemara and Baba Basra. And what happened now is, Vatishar Isha b'shnei Odeh Misha. She was left behind. Her sons were no longer here. Her husband's no longer there. She's the only body who's left from the mishpacha. Vatokam he the kaloser vatoshma stay moav, ki shama vistay moav, ki pokadashem islam, lechem. She heard a Besura Teva that the famine was over. Klal Yisrael were basically given back their panasa from HaKadosh Baruch. He remembered Klal Yisrael. So she said to Adorn was, let's pick ourselves up, let's return back now to Beis Lechem Yehuda. There's no reason for me to be here alone in the Moabite fields together with you. So initially she did not discourage them to accompany her back. They started going back on the highway to return to the place they came from, where she came from. But then Naomi decided to have a little sicha with her daughter-in-laws. I suggest you go back to the house of your mother, to where you came from. Yas Hashem imuchem chesed. Hashem should repay you for the chesed that you have done. Kasha asisim imhamesim adi. The chesed shel emes you showed my sons during their life and after they passed away. And the chesed you've showed with me, Hashem should give you divine repayment for that. Yitin Hashem lehem amatzah manuch isha beis isha. You should go back to Moab, find new husbands, and find manucha in that new environment, which is your old environment, which you're returning to. Fatishuk lehen, she kissed them goodbye. Fatis enakotev kena, and there was an emotional crying by all three women upon hearing this little derasha. Fatomala ki itcha nashuv l'ameich. They said, no, we're returning with you back to your nation. So initially, both Arpa and Rus refused to listen to her. We're going back to where you're going. Fatoma and Naomi tried again. Shav the benas alama atilach the imi. Why are you going with me? Ha'odli bun. Do I have any more sons to give you as husbands? The ma'ay in my stomach. V'hoya v'chem l'nashim. That even if I was pregnant now, you would have to wait until they're born. They grow up old enough to become husbands for you. I don't even have that to offer you. Shav the benas alechna kizakanti. I'm too old. Yoslish. From being able to even find a husband, kemati eishli tikva, because even if I said I have a hope, ki hayisi halayla leish, even if I would have had a husband tonight, a new husband, v'gam yiladi banim, and I would have become pregnant with two boys, halhen tisabena, you're telling me you would wait for these boys to grow up, to be old enough to marry them, adesha yigdalo, halhen teagena, are you going to become a gunus because of this? Levita yoslish, you're not going to marry somebody new. Albanaisai, no, my dear daughters, ki marli mod, it's bitter for me to see you do this. Therefore, mikem ki yotze biharashem, I have to tell you, all that happened to me is a punishment for the Rabban Hashem. I realize this is not a mikra. The Rabban Hashem caused my husband to die, my children to die. Quite obviously, we sin by living in Eretz Israel. So I'm not the most mazel dick woman you should be joining with now, and therefore go back to you where you came from. But this end of Kolam to Kenan, once again, there was a major outpour of crying by all of them. Rehova Tishak Arpa Chamosa, Arpa kissed her mother-in-law, and quite obviously, it was very shortly, she returned back to her household, to a former existence. Rus Gav Gabal, but Rus said, no, I'm staying with you, mommy. So Naomi said to Rus, look, your sister-in-law, you're basically speaking, she went back to her nation, she went back to her gods. Shuvi achrei yevimteh, follow her, mahalech, do what she did. It's the only logical thing for you to do. V'atayma Rus, Rus said then to Naomi the famous speech, al tifki bil azvech, don't basically pressure me to forsake you. L'shuv me'acharayich, kela she'arteich li eilech, where you're going to go, I'm going to go. Basha Talini Olin, where you're going to sleep, I'm going to sleep. Amich, Amich, your nation is my nation. Ralaiach, Alahai, and your God is my God. Kashe Tamusi Amus, Vashome Kaver, wherever you will die, I will ultimately die, I'll be buried there. Kol Yasa Shemli, Vikol Yosef, Ki Amovis Yafir, being a man. The only thing that's going to separate us is death, but otherwise, wherever you're going to go, Naomi, I am following you all the way to the end. Vatera, the Tanakh records that when Naomi saw ki misametzes hi leleches ita, that basically she refused to basically speaking go away from her to go back. She stopped hacking her chaynik to leave her and to forsake her to go back home, and she allowed her now to accompany her back to the Malchus Yehuda. When Naomi entered into where she came from, Beis Lechem, the whole city started to tumult zich on seeing Naomi, because she was wearing ragged clothing. She was a queen. She was a woman who was the aristocrat of the city, one of the richest women. Now she's coming back as a poor woman, bereft of everything. Naomi, don't come down, which means sweetness. Currently, Mara, come with the bitter one. Kihema shaka limar, Hashem has caused me tremendous bitterness. Ani malaya halachti, I basically left full of everything, husband, sons, money, everything. Reikon shuran Hashem, and Hashem has brought me back empty-handed. Lama tikren Naomi, don't come in Naomi. Hashem anabiva shaka herali. Hashem basically punished me. Hashem has caused me evil as the payment back for the bad things my family did. Therefore, the word Naomi doesn't fit my matzah. Vatasha Omi Vurusam Yuil Kalasa Shama Lechem Bitchilas Ksir Sarum. So you see, Rabbi Isai, that she finally returned with her to this specific place. I'm going to stop over here and ask some very pointed questions. Nowhere in these psukim, and I'm pointing this out very definitively,